Common sense is spoken here. This is the Marty Chitwood Show on TalkZone.com.
Folks, welcome back to the program. Well, as I said before, South Carolina is a game changer. We went from last week that Newt had to win Florida to survive. Now it's all turned on its head, and Romney has to win Florida to survive. It's not going to stop in Florida now. We're going to have a long campaign season. The one downside of a lengthy primary race is the fact that these candidates will have to spend money attacking each other. And we all know the chosen one has a major war chest just waiting. The irony is thick here in this primary race, now boiling down to Romney and Gingrich. Gingrich reminds me of Richard Nixon, who was politically dead in the public's mind and in his mind several times. And lo and behold, he ends up becoming president. And ironically, George Romney, Mitt's dad, ran against Nixon in the 1968 primary. He eventually dropped out. But I just thought that was very unique. Newt is the comeback kid. And it is amazing. It's amazing the hits that he has taken and still is able to get up and punch. And that is what's attractive about Newt. He's going to walk in and he's going to punch. And people are so fed up with the liberal mainstream media and their protection of this guy in the White House that they're willing to roll dice with a pugilist. And hopefully he can knock the chosen one out and win the White House. And that is the direction that this primary is headed right now. I mean, I was watching BSNBC here, and they were doing a live shot from an event in, I believe, Sarasota, Florida. 3,000 people showed up at a hangar to see him. There is no doubt that that train is moving. And Romney, who tried to start personal attacks against Gingrich last night, again, just doesn't appear to be the pit bull to handle that or have the spine to do it. And the one quote that he made last night that liberals on BSNBC were laughing about, and I was laughing about, was, we're going to cure the illegal immigrant problem by self-deportation, that they're going to voluntarily go back to Mexico. I mean, Mitt, that's just a flat-out joke. That is not going to happen. But anyway, it's amazing how this well-oiled, well-funded machine of the Romney campaign has just almost imploded within a week, and mainly because the pressure has come. And I want to talk about this tax return debacle. I don't know how many accountants and lawyers are involved in a Romney campaign. I've got to guess dozens. And he's been running for president for 6 years, obviously a candidate in 2008, and started that campaign 2 years before. Why did someone not say, Mr. Romney, you know, me being an accountant, people are going to want to look at your finances. You've made $250 million in your professional career, and people are probably going to want to examine how you made that money. And again, the irony is so thick that his dad, George Romney, when he was running for president in 68, basically set the precedence of releasing income tax records. And he released 12 years going back from 68 of his personal income tax records, which he said anyone running for president must be transparent. So my question is to the Romney campaign, why did you not get on top of this thing years ago and release your tax records? Now, it appears you were embarrassed by some offshore accounts, but just close those accounts, pay taxes on that money, and get everything in order. At the very least, why did you not get your tax records? damage at a critical moment in the primary. I mean, this is almost like a October surprise in January. I am dumbfounded that the most obvious, I don't know, criticism of Romney and his campaign, and they did not deal with it. He goes into these debates in South Carolina knowing that the question is coming. Why haven't you released your tax records, and when are you going to do it? And in that debate where Newt clocked John King, dismantled him pretty much, Romney has asked that question. And what's his response? It was kind of like an arrogant, you know, why are you even asking me this question? Well, I may release them. I don't know. So on and so forth. Well, I can tell you what happened after that debate. The bigwigs in the Republican establishment who don't want to see Gingrich be the nominee got on the bat line with Romney and his campaign and said, look, boys, either you get those tax records released or your campaign is going to implode. In fact, I would make the argument it was already in full implosion. And of course, today we have the tax records released. And it again shows the lack of spine that Romney has. All right. I guessed last week on the show that he was making 10 to 20 million a year on investment income, which it appears now it was 22.1 million. I think he paid 3 million in taxes last year and 3 million the year before. And it's like Romney is trying to run away from that. And the debate last night was trying to, I don't know, just trying to downplay his income. But Romney made a good point, which he needs to come out stronger at that point if he wants to survive as a candidate, because his finances are the big issue. Can he relate to middle America, others who don't make as much? So that's going to be it's a major issue, the primary issue in his campaign right now, a personal issue for him and how he's made his money. He brought up a good point to Newt, and Newt is proposing this 15% flat tax. And of course, all the liberal pundits today are talking about how Romney is paying less than average Americans, that he's paying 15%, 14 to 15% on investment income. Most other Americans are paying 28 to 34%. Well, that's the way the tax code is set up, folks. I mean, he's not breaking any laws. That is what the income tax rate is on investment income. What none of the liberals are talking about, and they've been bashing all day long. Well, look, he just sits at home and does nothing and makes millions and only pays 15% on it. Well, what they're not discussing and what Romney needs to get out in front of and discuss is the fact that his income when he was at Bain Capital was taxed at a regular income tax rate, which would have been higher than 15%. This is money that's getting taxed for the second time. But none of the liberals want to talk about that. They just want to talk about this low 15% tax rate, and police officers and firefighters and teachers are paying almost twice that. Well, he'd already paid income tax on it. This is money now he's reinvesting and making investment income off of. And he made a great point last night at the debate with Gingrich. He told Newt, he said, look, your proposal is 0% capital gains tax to encourage investment, which is a great idea. I'm totally supportive of that. And Newt said, yes. He said, well, at your proposal, I would have paid nothing in taxes, which he's right. He's exactly right about that. The reason that we need a capital gains tax and why conservatives in Congress are pushing for that, and especially Tea Partiers, is the fact that it will encourage people to invest in the United States instead of having to put their money in offshore accounts and avoid paying taxes on it. And what the liberals don't understand is they talk about, oh, he's making all this money off his investments just sitting at home. Well, that money, folks, as you as conservatives know, that money is investment in other companies by buying their stock. That is capital money that those companies can use. If you're buying bonds, cities can use that for projects. So that investment money that Romney has invested who knows, 200 million maybe, except for the offshore accounts, which he's not paying taxes on. That money invested in public companies that you and I have our 401ks in, that money is used by those companies as capital to expand their businesses, which is especially critical for small businesses. Build more warehouses, buy more equipment, hire more employees. That's what investment's all about, and liberals just don't get that. And there is no discussion of that. And Romney needs to step up to the plate and talk more about that if he's going to try to save his campaign, which it has been seriously wounded at this point. I'm looking at polls down in Florida that is showing him down now 10 points. He was up, what, 15, 20 points about 2 weeks ago before South Carolina. But what South Carolina did was this, that we need a fighter in the Republican Party who is going to take it directly to the chosen one and take it directly to the independent voters who are the ones who are really going to decide this election. I mean, folks, when you see polls out there saying that 83% of Americans believe the economy is going in the wrong direction, and we've got unemployment rate at 8.5%, people are angry. And that needs to be tapped into, and it looks to me like that Newt has almost like a strategic shot, like a laser beam, has tapped into that anger. And that's why his crowds are swelling. And if independents can feed off that anger, which I believe they will down the road, then he could be really an unstoppable train as we go through this primary season. It just appears to me that when the pressure was on, that Romney just couldn't handle it. It was, if something got out of whack, then it threw him off focus. That these obvious questions could have been dealt with months ago, and they've handled other issues so well, but to have this income tax debacle and the way it's been handled is a whole can of worms for the Romney campaign. And another issue that we should talk about as conservatives, and it came up a little bit in the debate last night, and Romney should be hammering on it, that look at my 2010 income tax returns. 200 pages. Look how screwed up the federal income tax code is. There's like 3,000 regulations. We need to abolish the IRS and write a whole new tax code with a simple flat tax rate. I mean, that's what he needs to be hammering on instead of running away like it was real bad to make all this money. Brother, you're in a free enterprise system. That is what we encourage in America. That's why people have come to America, to better their lives and to, well, reach for the American dream, what we all dream about, what parents dream about their children doing better. And that's another topic in itself. Unfortunately, or the chosen one, we're going the other way. But it is about the American dream and the free enterprise system and the chance that you can make money, live comfortably, and enjoy the great American life as it should be. All right, folks, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.